What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional.
My friends, I have been shouting from the rooftops that my Gabby coaching app is officially here. It is here. It's something that I've been working on for 2 years. I've been working on it for 18 years. My body of work is in an app. You can access me anywhere, anytime. You can have me on speed dial. You've got all these beautiful meditations, hundreds of meditations, workshops, coaching every single week. It's pretty epic. I use it. I'm getting text messages from my friends, my husband, my team members. They're like, this is the best thing ever. You can get it for free. You can try it for 7 days for free at deargabby.com/app. But here's the most exciting thing. Right here, right now, is the absolute best time to join or even just to try the free trial because on October 1st, there is a relationship challenge, a 14-day relationship challenge that's starting inside the app. So all my challenges, my manifesting challenge, my relationship challenge, meditation challenge, body love challenge, future challenges, they're all inside this app. And the relationship challenge is totally exclusive just to my app members. So if you're struggling with any relationships in your life, go try the 7-day free trial and do the first 7 days of the relationship challenge starting October 1st. You could stay on, do the whole thing, whatever you decide, but try it out. Give yourself the opportunity to just explore the affirmations, the meditations, the coaching, and right now, the relationship challenge. It's starting October 1st. Get in there. Try it for 7 days free. See if you dig it. It's deargabby.com/app. This is the absolute next best thing to having me as your personal coach. I swear to God, people have been coming up to me on the streets being like, oh my God, I'm in the app. It's so good. It's like I can talk to you every day, Gabby. So if you like this podcast, you like this show, you like what I'm doing, you like my books, the app is the absolute best place to be if you're into this content. So head over to deargabby.com/app. Try 7 days free. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back to Dear Gabby, my friends. Welcome back. It is a beautiful show today. I have a good one. A lot of listeners from our show love this style of episode. You guys have asked for it. You've wanted more of it. Here it is. We're doing an AMA here on Dear Gabby. Ask me anything. I love these shows because I can just release the pressure and I can just feel relaxed and just answer questions, free flow, Gabby style, let it out, let it loose, no editing. We just go for it. And often what comes up is quite surprising at times, and there's nothing short of amazing coming through today. This is no exception. I do a Dear Gabby Q&A with three different people, no theme, just AMA, ask me anything. And they each come in with these different questions that are so gorgeous. And we're talking about spirit. We're talking about needing to get curious about what's blocking us and how we can really use curiosity as a manifesting technique. We talk about taking small actions towards that goal of becoming and claiming our super attractor power. And it's coming through today, my friends. It is coming through. So I created this super attractor meditation to go along with this episode. I put it inside my Gabby coaching membership. And if you want to try it, you can try it for 7 days free this week. So just go to deargabby.com/app and you'll get access for free for a full week. Test out the Gabby coaching membership where I can be your coach anytime, anywhere, and try out the super attractor meditation for a full week. See how it makes you feel and let it enhance the practices from this week. So head over to deargabby.com/app. And now let's get into the show. So we're going to do an Ask Me Anything, Dear Gabby Live here. Ask me anything, people. We're going to bring them in. Just bring them in. Let's go. Hi, Monica.
Hi.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How can I help
you? I was crying a lot earlier with everybody when I had questions, but now I'm trying to recalibrate to something less intense with my question that I asked in the chat. First of all, can I just say I'm obsessed with the app? So thank you so much for this.
Girl!
Oh, gosh.
Thank you.
I'm very nervous and shaky. I've been trying to come on for months, so I'm trying to calm myself down. So the question that I asked in the chat, I will just stick with it, which is that I have a real tendency to just accept crumbs of affection when I know that I want and deserve a lot more. It's like I know logically I deserve something that I really can be proud of and write home about. But then when push comes to shove, I just kind of accept the bare minimum from people. Excuse my voice. And yeah, I don't really know how to get past that point because I don't know how to really ask the rest of their question. It's just, I'll leave it there.
Like, no, you
I don't
can leave
really
it there.
Understand why I accept it. Yeah.
What's the belief behind it?
I think the belief is that if I don't accept it, now I'm going to cry again. I'm really emotional today. If I don't accept it, something else might not come along.
Is this
like,
particularly
I take what I can get
in friendships, work, everywhere, romance?
I think it's mostly in romance. I think actually now that you say it translates to work a little bit because that's actually exactly what I'm going through right now is I'm accepting crumbs from my employer and I don't know why, but yeah.
We'll have sort of cross-functional parts of ourselves that show up in different areas of life and they can manifesting in different ways. That's not uncommon. So it's really funny because every time I hear you guys, I want to go right into the IFS stuff. And it's really deep, right? It's like, it's a part of you. It's a belief system is a burden that you've been carrying. It's a story that you've developed as a way of protecting yourself from the impermissible feelings from your childhood that may reflect the exact fear you're trying to avoid.
Yeah.
That's real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, for today, the quantum shift I want to offer you is to just for today, look at this pattern for what it really is. It's not who you are. It's not something that is a plague you can't get rid of. It's a part of you that's protecting you. And
right.
It's been in a valuable role for some time, keeping you safe from deeper stuff. But, you know, it's not getting you the benefit of true connection that you want and trusting in others. And so it's had a role in your life. Can you see that?
I can.
So sometimes it's like relating to these parts of ourselves through this lens of, okay, I can see why that's there and I can see what it's been trying to do. And so seeing it in that way, I can in some ways maybe even say thank you for trying to support me, but I also want to heal. And the first
right.
step in that quantum shift is to first just see this as a protection mechanism. So you are not someone who only gets crumbs
or only deserves crumbs or can only get crumbs. You are someone who has a part of you that believes that. And that part that believes that has manifested that. We manifest what we believe. And so before I go any deeper, because I don't even think we need to, I'm seeing the quantum shift occur right here, right now. The shift is merely looking at it and saying, oh, that is not who I am. That's a part of me that has been manifested over time.
Yeah.
And when I heal that part of me, I can begin to experience what I want in relationships.
Yeah, that's really beautiful. That really resonates. It's really like my whole body is shaking now.
Yeah, right on. Because what's happened is it's uncoupling you from the part of you that believes that is just a young part that's been trying to protect you. Mm-hmm. From the disappointment from your past.
Right.
Okay. But it's not who you are. It's not who you are. So I could think about it like this. Like when we, instead of focusing our attention on the problem that we have to fix inside of us, and instead focus on the part of us that we want to soothe and heal, everything changes.
Okay.
Do you have a therapist?
I do.
Great.
Yes.
I would love for you to go to that next therapy session and say, you know, I'm kind of aware that this pattern is a belief. It's a belief. It's a part of me that's been running the show. I'm grateful that it's been trying to protect me, but I'd like to help it feel safe.
Okay.
I'd like to see what your therapist does with that. That being your intention, right?
Right. Right.
It has to start there.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, what a relief to know that we are not our parts.
Mm-hmm.
They're just parts.
Right.
Relief to know that you are not unlovable and that you are worthy of way more than crumbs. Wow, of course you are.
Yeah.
You've just been protecting against it.
Yeah. That's bringing up so much for me. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, it will.
I'm really emotional.
It will.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. So grateful to you.
Beautiful. You're just beautiful. I hope I gave you more than crumbs today, baby, because you deserve it.
No, I feel so very full. Thank you. I can't even tell you. Thanks.
Thank you, love. Keep it up. You're doing great.
Thank you.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I feel really strongly about something. I have to tell everyone about it. So lately, my hairdresser, my makeup artist, my friends have been grabbing the back of my hair and they're freaking out. My hair is long again. It's thick again. My root is just juicy and thick and just filled with natural oils and it's just rocking out. And I owe all of this to my beautiful hair care friends at Vegamore. I can honestly tell you that I have visibly thicker, fuller, shinier hair. And I'm not kidding. You can ask any of my friends. My scalp feels healthier. I'm thrilled because I'm using a really, really clean product. Vegamore is a fully vegan, plant-based hair wellness brand. That's right. not just shampoo and conditioner. It's a hair wellness brand. And they're on a mission to give everyone a healthier scalp and stronger, fuller looking, more beautiful hair. Vega Moore's products are 100% cruelty-free. They never use any toxic chemicals. Smells delicious. But like everything, the key is consistency. And one of the products I use regularly is their Grow Hair Serum. The serum is specifically designed to support and nurture hair follicles, which leads to stronger and thicker hair. So give your hair the power of the little pink bottle with Vega Moore. For a limited time, Dear Gabby listeners get 20% off their first order by going to vegamore.com/Gabby and use code Gabby at checkout. That's vegamour.com/Gabby. Code Gabby to save 20% on your first order. vegamour.com/Gabby. Code Gabby. I had to deal with a lot of gut issues in my life. And I really spent many years with a lot of different crazy products, just so many hundreds and hundreds of dollars, probably thousands of dollars spent on products that just did not support my gut health. I then discovered AG1. AG1's prebiotics, probiotics, digestive enzymes, and whole food nutrients soothed my stomach and really helped me create a daily practice for overall gut health. And I started drinking AG1 every single day, and I noticed this major difference. And just my gut was just feeling better. And that's because AG1 is a foundational nutrition supplement that supports your body's universal needs, like gut optimization and immune support and stress management, all in this one beautiful drink that you can just have in the morning. Right next to my coffee maker, I have my AG1 set up with a glass of water next to it, ready to go. I put that little pack in and I am off to the races. I also love that they have these single serving AG1 travel packs because I'm on the road a lot this month and I need that. I need to be able to just have a quick grab and go, get my nutrients in, feel good. AG1 is the supplement I trust to provide the support my body needs daily, and that's why they've been a partner for so long. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/Gabby. That's drinkag1.com/Gabby. Check it out. Hi, love.
Hi.
How are you?
I was not expecting for my name to be called. Oh my God.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm good. Happy to be with you.
I'm so excited and like anxious right now because I was not expecting this.
Take a deep breath. Yeah. How can I help you?
I had a question with meditation because I am just getting into this stuff. Because I just 5 months ago, I had a massive breakup. I broke up with my partner of 8 years. And because it finally hit me that, yes, it's toxic and he does not want to give me the same love that I'm giving him and all that. And that's when I found your book, Super Attractor, and it just, things just started changing so much. And I'm in this completely different mindset and life now. And I'm just trying to connect with my higher self. So just today I did your spirit guide meditation in the evening and it just kept bugging me, the question of meditation, that am I doing it right or do I have to start with something simpler or when to do it? So any tips you can give me on meditation? I'm just starting it, never done it in my life before.
Did you enjoy the spirit guide meditation?
Yeah, every time I do it, my mind wanders a little bit, but after some point, I zone out and then I start writing in my journal. The first few lines, I know that it's my handwriting, and then the rest, it just becomes really wider and the spellings all go wrong. So it's just shocking to me, but because I've heard your podcast on spirit guides and everything, I'm not sure if my subconscious mind is making me do that or it's truly happening to me.
It's happening to you. Yeah.
Yeah. And I can't believe it because when I read it back, it's sometimes like, did I even write this?
Yeah. Yeah.
So every time it gives me goosebumps. There was this one time when I actually started getting a fragrance around me.
Yeah.
And the candle I had lit just became brighter. Mm-hmm. I could, even though my eyes were closed, I could feel that the light was getting brighter.
Yeah.
So
you are channeling. You are being guided. You have been guided to Super Attractor. You were guided to the Spirit Guides podcast, to the meditation. You're doing it right. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep practicing that meditation. And I want to really tell you right now, keep doing what you're doing, because sometimes beginner's mind is the best place to be because you don't have any expectations of what it should be. And
yeah.
So in this place right now, you're having this beautiful spiritual connection. You're opening your mind and your heart to a support system, your guides beyond your physical sight. Now that you have this access to your guides, I want to just encourage you to ask questions. In your journaling, just be like, how would you help me with this grief of the breakup? And what could I do next? Or what book should I be reading? Or just ask them anything. They're there to help you. And you'll get the answers.
It was my birthday on August 6th. And just before my birthday, I did this meditation again because I just kept telling myself that I have to be a new person by my birthday so that I don't carry on the old past and I let some things go. And when after I did the meditation and I journaled it, it was so positive. Like, I couldn't believe it. I showed it to my mom. I was just like, I can't believe that I've written this. It was all about how amazing my next year is going to be and how amazing my birthday is going to turn out. And it really happened. And I couldn't believe it. But I just wanted to make sure what I'm doing is right and I can move forward with the meditation that I'm doing.
Yes, you can. Everything you're doing is right. And then truthfully, there's no right or wrong if it's opening your heart. And the messages, as long as those messages are only meant to be loving and encouraging. The one thing I would advise is just always recognizing, because you're calling in a lot of angels and guides, to just be specific always before you sit down to meditate. I'm only calling in the angels and guides of the highest truth and compassion, and make that your highest priority. Just bringing in the good guys here. We've talked about that. You clearly know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And lean into it and develop it. You're going to continue to see wild synchronicities in your life. You've tapped into your super attractor power. You may even notice that you start to develop even more skills as a channel to just connect to these guides. They're coming to you very clearly.
Yeah, and I can't believe the shifts that are happening in my life because I was at a point where I did not want to live anymore. Mm-hmm. And then I had ordered your book on Amazon. Once it got canceled, it did not come. Then second time when I was really down and I was just like given up, that's when it finally arrived. And just yesterday, one of my friends, I haven't really met her. We are just social media friends. She texted me that she was feeling all suicidal and I had sent her a few of your posts. So she was like, you have changed my life. And she was telling me that I helped her and I couldn't believe the stuff that is happening.
Yeah.
Your book changed my life. And just by sending a few posts, it helped someone not to even give up on their life. And I was just so grateful. I'm so grateful for the work you do. I can't tell how happy I am right now.
I'm actually so proud of you because you're not only doing the work, but you're carrying the message. I want to give you and your friend access to my app, to the Gabby coaching app, so that you can just have more of this, because I want to be your teacher. I want to be your coach, and this is how I can do it. And I want to give it to your friend too, because if we were able to, and I'm saying we, because you shared my work with her. So you and I, right, had an opportunity to touch her in a way that helped her make a decision to potentially change her direction. Let's help her more, right? So God bless. The idea that so many young women in particular right now are choosing to take their life. Young women. How old are you? Yeah. You're very young, yeah.
I'm 24. I just turned 24.
Yeah. Let's give this app to her immediately. We want you to have it. Give it to her today. Tell her she's not alone anymore, that she can just tap into her phone and I'll be there for her, that you're there for her, that hope, love is everything.
Oh my God, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Oh,
thank you.
I still can't believe that I'm actually talking to you. I just can't believe it.
Well, it's because you're
in the flow. You're in the absence of resistance. You're in the stream of well-being. You're in the energy of spirit. You're in your super attractor power. So don't even be surprised that you were picked to be on the show today, my love. Of course you were. Of course you were. Keep it going, baby.
Yeah.
You are excellent. And continue to carry the message in your own ways, because you're an important messenger for this time.
Thank you.
Yes. So email on the chat and we'll get you that app. Okay. And we'll get one for your friend. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, my love. Thank you so much for sharing your story. I am so proud of you. Keep shining, baby.
Oh, thank you.
Beautiful. It works if you work it, guys. That's it. Today's episode is sponsored by Jenny Kane. One of the things I love most about fall is that I get to break out my new sweaters. People, I love a fall sweater. I've always loved sweaters, but I just read somewhere that this year sweaters are the it item of the season, and I like to stay on top of the fashion trends. And this year, I have this absolutely new favorite. It's my Jenny Kane sweater. I swear to you, every time I wear one of my Jenny Kane sweaters, I get so many compliments. They're so comfy that I just want to wear them all the time. And I'm obsessed with their Flynn cashmere sweater. It is perfect, gorgeous V-neck sweater. It's so casual and elegant. And cashmere. Did I mention it's cashmere? I also love their cashmere Francis Polo. It's just so cool and just vintagey vibe. It's beautiful. Jenny Kane believes in the art of simplicity. They focus on comfort, quality, and timeless design. And I'm telling you, nobody does cashmere better. The collection is so intentionally designed that you can literally pair any Jenny Kane sweater with jeans or with a little slip dress or a skirt. Just all so effortless. And Jenny Kane also has a stunning collection of home essentials too, which you do not want to miss out. Beautiful holiday gifts. Find your forever pieces at jennykane.com. Our listeners get 15% off your first order when you use code DEARGABBY at checkout. That's 15% off your first order. JENNIKAYNE.com, promo code DEARGABBY. Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about. Like most ladies out there and gentlemen at times, I really like diamonds. Who doesn't like a diamond? And before you get upset with me, listen to me. I love diamonds for many reasons. They're beautiful. They look great in jewelry. And I love wearing them. But why I really love them is that natural diamonds are billions of years old, and they're filled with a vibrancy and energy that is truly palpable. They have this amazing, beautiful ethereal.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Real quality. And nowadays, sure, you can get less expensive diamonds that are laboratory grown and mass produced, but they're not nearly the same as a natural diamond. Laboratory grown diamonds are mass produced in factories in just a few weeks. And it's really easy to tell the difference because they have very distinct patterns. And that's why I'm happy to have the Natural Diamond Council as a sponsor of the show. They help ensure the positive impact of natural diamonds. Did you know that nearly 80% of the value of every rough diamond remains in the local communities? And this helps support local infrastructure, healthcare, and environmental protection. In fact, natural diamonds protect vulnerable wildlife species and bring prosperity to many less fortunate communities around the world. So next time you're thinking of celebrating a special moment in your life, remember that your natural diamond also protects vulnerable wildlife species and brings prosperity to many less fortunate communities around the world. For more information, visit naturaldiamonds.com. Okay, we can bring in the next guest. Hi, Christine.
Hi. It's crazy. I was actually on your show about a year ago.
I recognize your face.
And yes, I was driving to my cousin's bachelorette party and in a really anxious spot in life. And in the past year, it has been really transformational, but some really unexpected things have happened where my partner in business, I was working for his business, but we really were on more of a partnership level. He unexpectedly let me go and it was abrupt, like happened the day that it all happened. And this was at the end of April. And I was just left one day with no job and it was terrifying. But I really channeled that, not anger, but that fear into building my own LLC and trying to take my career into my own hands. And I felt so much passion and excitement and control of my life when this all first happened. And it had a ripple effect into other areas of my life, like dating and friendship and just my spirituality and all of that. Mm-hmm. And now I find myself in this phase a couple months into all of this where that doubt and that fear and my insecurities are all coming back in. And I know that prosperity lies ahead. And I really believe in that. I know my person is coming. I know that I will flourish in life and my career is going to take off. But there's part of me that I think is blocking it right now. And I don't know how to move past this phase of, I feel like I can almost grab it, but I can't yet. And I don't know what to do with where I'm at currently.
Okay. Okay. So when you first started to build up the momentum around taking matters into your own hands, you said that a lot of areas of your life started to change. Is that right?
Yeah, it was exactly what you were just saying of when you work it works or whatever.
Yeah,
you're
actually brilliantly planted. I feel like Pooja's spirit guides put you right here, right now. I'm not even kidding.
And it's crazy because when I initially wrote my question, I meant to write it into the chat and I replied to hers.
Wow.
And when she got called and then I got called, I was like, this is
so meant to be. Because one of the things I wanted to tell her was like, sometimes there's some manifesting warnings, right? It's like things are going to start changing and you're going to feel good. And then there's going to be a point where you're going to question it. And so, and I didn't say this to her, but I wanted to. And here I am because it's just a nice, beautiful, divine spiritual encounter that she's offered us. Her guides are like, get her on there. So yeah, I mean, there's going to come a point where we're going to say, this is too good to be true. Or who am I to have this power in my career? And who am I to, and who am I to, or start looking for fault finding rather than solution seeking and just getting out of that flow. And the beautiful line I quoted earlier is there's only a stream of well-being and it's our decision to flow with it or not. And so getting back into that flow is the next right action here. Not trying to put a logical fix on it, not trying to overburden yourself with tasks, but to get back into the flow. Because in the flow, meaning returning to your prayer and returning to your meditation and returning to your spiritual foundation, because in that space of that seat of spiritual foundation, we can open up our right brain creative capacity to receive intuitive guidance. And that guidance might say, go to this therapist who can help you kick this limiting belief or work with and befriend this limiting belief that's been holding you back. Or that guidance might say, this is the right client right now. Or that guidance might say, take a week or two to just reset. But we can't seek solutions when we're in a fault-finding energy. So the redirect right now is to adjust your faith genuinely back into solution seeking.
Okay.
Now, when we're stuck in the loop of a story, I always love to guide people back to the choose again method. So notice the story. What's that story that you have on repeat right now? Lack, abundance, I'm not going to get it. You know, whatever that story, it's not working out, or I'm not going to get there. Whatever you notice that lack story show up for you, forgive the thought. Oh, that's a thought that I keep having. That's not who I am. That's just a thought that I keep thinking. And choose again. And reach for the next best feeling thought. Well, I got on Dear Gabby today. That's pretty cool. And I have done this before. I have spiritual proof that when I put my energy and my intention into things, it unfolds naturally. And I have a copy of, I'm just doing this for you, right? Let's just say, like, I have a copy of Super Attractor. Or I can read The Universe Has Your Back again. Or I can go download the 7-day free trial of the Gabby coaching app, or whatever comes through. And to talk to yourself with hope and possibility. Sometimes there's still a root cause of fear that we may want to address when we're in our therapy or we're doing deeper work. But sometimes the simplicity is to just think our way back into what is working, into what is thriving, into what is possible.
Yeah, that really resonates, especially the fault mentality, is even when there's nothing at fault, I'm trying to find fault almost right now. Whether that be like in my career of, and that's placing fault on myself of, I'm not getting these amount of clients because I'm not doing enough and I'm not putting myself out there in these, making connections that I should be making. And in relationships, I'm trying to find fault in the smallest thing and putting up walls when I'm like, oh, okay, this seems healthy almost, or I'm like looking for toxicity and trying to find fault in every little thing at this point. And I know I need to lean into what's working and what's good so that that keeps creating.
And you're creating your reality, and you know that you can create a reality that's really looks like what you want because you've done it. And then of course, like it always happens, there's this moment where the abundance is flowing and the manifesting is happening. And then we're like, this is too good to be true. Like, let me go back into that. That fear muscle is stronger than our faith. And it's just because of the cultures we've been brought up in, and just because that's what the world does to us. We can reprogram our mind, our brain, to return to solution seeking.
Yeah. I think what I struggle with is finding the difference between continuing to believe that I can get everything I want and I desire and achieve all of my dreams and goals, and that line between manic manifesting.
Yeah, because you can attract your desires, but not necessarily in the time and the order and the exact way that you were expecting.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, maybe that relationship comes when you're at a different time in your life because you needed to be in that time of your life to be able to attract that person, right? I always like to say rejection is protection. Sometimes there's moments when things just don't work out.
Yeah.
And you can say, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Everything that happened when it did happen really was a blessing, and I believed in that. And I think I've just fallen out of that belief. Yeah. And so that's what I need to get back to.
Yeah. Get back in right now. Just get back in right now. Just get back in right now.
I'm there. This was a good reminder.
Beautiful. You can always choose again.
Yeah.
Right on, mama. Get back in. You were so perfectly divinely planted for Funja because she needed to hear that, to know that there is going to come a point where she's going to say, oh, this is too good to be true. And whatever her fear starts to come in, and she can just choose again. She needed to
Absolutely.
Hear that too.
Yeah. And I needed that reminder.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
All right, my friends. This was a gorgeous episode. What a beautiful episode. We've got such moments of spiritual divine intervention and moments of committing to our spiritual practice and recognizing that when we do commit to our spiritual practice, that anything is possible. So right on. Absolutely divine as always. I'm proud of you guys. I want to be able to support you guys in all these cool ways. So we've talked about the spirit guides meditation that was mentioned. You can go to deargabby.com/spirit guides to get that free meditation. We were talking about the Gabby coaching app. You can just try the coaching app for free. 7-day free trial, deargabby.com/app. And these are the ways I can help you. I can really support you and guide you. And I feel like this is where we start the conversation. And then inside these different platforms, whether it be the Gabby coaching app or in a free meditation, I can take you to the next level. It's such a heart-opening moment to witness people doing this work. It really reminds me of when I first started my spiritual practice, and I was just so just alive inside and so lit up by it. And it's beginner's mind is a beautiful thing. So enjoy that. I'm proud of you guys. Keep it coming back. Let me know what you need. You can leave a review on the podcast and leave some questions in those reviews, because we can take those questions from time to time and answer them on these shows. And I just love you. I love you all. Enjoy the rest of your week. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.